The first tab, labeled Inspection Form, contains the fields to provide the curb ramp's location, type, and design criteria. Fields highlighted in red or yellow require immediate attention and may need reevaluation unless approved as technically infeasible. The form also has a built-in completeness check along with pop-up warning messages when saving and closing the file to help verify all fields have been properly filled out. The top 9 rows of information contain overall project-specific information and could be filled out prior to saving files for individual ramps. On the next set of rows, it is necessary to indicate the crossing type, maximum vertical deflection and horizontal gaps, detectable warning surface, commonly referred to as DWS, longitudinal and cross slopes of the roadway in front of the ramp, and the algebraic difference between the roadway and ramp slope. Rows 28 through 38 document specific location details, including intersection names, state route numbers if applicable, segment and offset data, and enter a ramp number out of the total number of ramps at the intersection. A diagram is provided to select the circles that represent an intersection corner, channelization island, median, or a mid-block crossing of the ramp's location within the intersection. Please note, the curb ramp type selected on row 30 activates required fields on the next tab. We will discuss this in more detail on the next slide. Once the ramp location is documented, the specific site and design information for the curb ramp will be generated at the bottom of the form as a unique asset number tag.